Should tefillos haderech be recited stopped, meaning the car not moving, or standing up, or sitting down? What about when you're in a car? How does this play out? So the Gemara in Brachos says, Hechi matzli, how do you say tefillos haderech? Rav Chisda says it should be recited mu'umid, you know, stopped or standing. We'll see what that means. Rav Shesha says, even mahalich, even if you are moving. The Gemara then concludes with the story that Rav Chisda and Rav Shesha were traveling, and Rav Chisda stopped, and Rav Shesha, who was blind, asked his mishamish, asked his helper, to tell him what Rav Chisda was doing, and he said, and the mishamish said that Rav Chisda was stopped. So Rav Shesha himself stopped walking as well and said, I might as well mios tov al dikri ra. It's better to be good than to be bad. In other words, I'll adopt the opinion of Rav Chisda if he's doing it anyway. What are we talking about in this Gemara, and how do we paskin? So seemingly we're talking about tefillos haderech, as we said, and we paskin says Tosas like Rav Sheshes, which means that you could still walk, you can continue walking when you're reciting tefillos haderech, but Tosefta and the Rif, they paskin like Rav Chisda that you have to stop. Shulchan Aruch has a middle ground that if it's possible, then you should stop walking. And the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean, if possible? It means, like the Gemara said with the story of Chisda, if your friend is anyway stopping, so you're going to have to stop anyway, so you might as well wait till you stop, and then recite Tefillas Haderech. So the upshot seems to be that if you're walking and you need to recite Tefillas Haderech, it's definitely preferable to stop walking if it's not much of a tircha, but if it's at all a tircha, then you should continue, you could recite it while you're still walking. Now, what about if you're sitting in a moving vehicle? What is that? Is that sitting in a moving vehicle considered as if you're stopped? Because you're, you know, your tush is not moving, you're not moving, but the car around you is moving. So is that considered a moving, or is that considered stopping? Now, Rabbeinu Yonah says he compares tefillos haderech to Shmon Esrei. Just like you don't need to get down off your animal to recite Shmon Esrei, because the getting in and off your animal is going to be too much mentally taxing and you won't be able to have proper kavanah then when you recite Shmon Esrei. So the same thing for tefillos haderech. You don't need to get out of your car because, you know, it's you're not going to have proper kavanah, but it's ideal definitely to stop the car. But there's no need to get out. In fact, on the contrary, it's better for your kavanah to stay sitting inside the car. The Al Yeraba cites the Rokeach, who says, no, it's preferable to recite Tefillas Haderech while you're standing. And the Prima Gadim explains, because it's similar to the Avoda. When you bring a carbon while walking, you're allowed to bring a carbon when you're walking, but not when you're sitting, because something is worse about sitting. So that implies if you're sitting in the car, it's ideal to stop the car, get out, and stand up and recite Tefillas Haderech. And the reason is because it's not an issue of kavana, but it's like karbanos, and that it's some type of shechina thing, which we'll see in a minute. So practically speaking, Mishnah Berurah passes like Rabbeinu Yonah, that you don't need to stand when you say Tefillas Haderech. The Aruch Shulchan says, like Ve'Eli Rabba, that it's preferable to stand, to get out of the car, and to stand. How do we paskin practically? The Vizdarash V'Chakarta says, well, he cites the stiper who would get out of the car and recite standing if the car was anyway stopping. He cites the Bar Moshe, who says you should stand if possible, but if you can't stand, like on a plane or a bus, you may sit with Lechachila. The Midrash V'Chakarta, though, asks on the Bar Moshe, well, why can't you stand on a bus? So a lot of people stand on the bus. In fact, in New York City buses, at least pre-COVID, it was packed to the gills, and everyone would end up standing anyway. Now, V'Tshuvas Hanogas says it's actually a skua for safety to get out of the car, obviously in a safe place, and to stand up. Chaim Kanievsky would as well say it's standing up. And Shlomo Zalman Arbach said you could say it's sitting. He passes like the Rabbeinu Yonah, unless you're the driver. In that case, since you can't concentrate sitting down, it's preferable to stop and to stand up and get outside. The Riv Yosef Ephraim says in a bus you should stand, but in an airplane you could obviously sit. Now there is a wild brisker Rav citing Rav Meller's Sefer Rav Mi Brisk, which said that Rav Brisk Rav once was flying an airplane from Switzerland to Eretz Yisrael, and he, as the plane took off, he jumped out of his seat and stood up. And all the stewardess rushed to tell him, you got to put on a seatbelt. What do you mean? The plane's taking off. As it's taking off, of course you have to be sitting down. And the Brisk Rav reasoned that the stewardess could get out of their seat to tell him to sit down. Obviously, it's not so dangerous to get out of your own seat. Now, that's a pretty big chiddush. Unless you're the Brisk Rav, you probably shouldn't be doing that. Now, what is the lumdis about this? Why do you need to stand or not stand? So we could say if it's tefillah, if tefillah sederach is a tefillah, then you need to stand, right? Just like for Shmoneh Esrei. But if it's a bracha, so you could sit for it. The Mishnah Yosef, though, gives a different vart. He says the reason why you're supposed to stand is because it's not a kavana issue. those would be the opinion that say you could sit, but you stand because, like the Prima Gadim said, it's an issue of avoda. And when you just like it's standing before the Shechina, you stand. We stand for Shemona Esrei because it's standing in front of the Shechina. We stand for the avoda because it's the Shechina. And in fact, he cites the Chassam Sofer, he used to stand for Kriya Shema. How you had to stand for Kriya Shema? Beis Shammai only stood for Kriya Shema, and we said you're not going to follow Beis Shammai. Answer is the Chassam Sofer wasn't standing because he wanted to paskin like Beis Shammai. He was standing because of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, and therefore that's how you should stand. Now the final question is: should you person delay to wait to say to us Derek in the middle of his travels, even though he could say it earlier, in order to stand? In other words, should he wait for a good place to stop and to stand, or should he say it immediately? This is a pretty loaded question, which kind of like undercuts the entire Chabura. The Piskei Tshuvos seems to say, without citing anyone, that it's better to say it immediately than to wait until you need to stand. So that's the upshot, is that if you could somehow say to the derech right when you're supposed to by standing up, then definitely it's better to do so. If not, it's perfectly fine to sit down.